Hi, everybody. This is Wintry. This is the Fantasy Wrestling Talk Podcast. It's the only podcast dedicated to fantasy wrestling. If you're a return listener, thank you for listening. If this is the first time listening to this podcast, basically what I do in this podcast is I compare WWE television, Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-view, and I compare it to playing fantasy sports. I usually try to keep this podcast under 20 minutes long because of all that, I will keep rambling on about how much I hate Karrion Kross and how he's useless as a fantasy wrestler. I also like to go over, for my podcast, the three big storylines you should pay attention to. They might have to do with matches directly, but kind of something you should pay attention to. I like to go over the top three fantasy studs of the week. These are wrestlers that had a good week in terms of fantasy. Usually they won a match of some kind of difficulty and or if they defended a title. So they got a lot of fantasy points. More points they got fantasy, the higher they up for the fantasy stud of the week. On the opposite end of the spectrum, I like to go over the fantasy duds of the week. These are wrestlers that had a bad week in fantasy. They either lost when they were favored, or they're in a bad storyline, or just kind of they're not on TV or just something. It's kind of my discretion when I do for fantasy duds of the week. I also like to go over last week's starts and sits, two starts, two sits. And I like to see how accurate I was in my prediction. I like to end it with this week's starts and sits. For Monday Night Raw and for SmackDown, two starts and two sits. I tell you who to start. Hopefully they get some fantasy points. I tell you who not to start because, well, I don't want to have you guys start guys that you're probably going to lose matches. I also like to end it on a note of the fantasy wrestling stat of the week that usually has to do with something that happened last week or something that's going to happen this upcoming week. You just do with a wrestler probably you may not know about or something you probably should pay attention to. And I also like to go over any kind of notes for the week or any kind of matches or anything that's kind of something you should pay attention to in terms of fantasy or just any kind of personal notes I like to end it with. So anyways, I'm digressing a little bit. So let's go over the three big storylines that we learned during the week. Number three, Chad Gable is now officially heel. He lost to his match to Sami Zayn for the main event of Monday Night Raw. This is something that had to be done for Chad Gable. I think him being a heel, if he's a serious heel, I think it's going to be a good persona. And it's going to help him for fantasy. The best case for him now is to kind of separate from the Alpha Academy. Separate from Otis and Tozawa. I've talked about this numerous times, but Otis and Tozawa actually bring nothing to the table in terms of fantasy. If he can totally separate himself or create a new Alpha Academy, or whatever he wants to do. But if you want to get in the ground floor of Chad Gable being a heel and get you some fantasy points, now's the time to jump on it. I don't know if he's going to win any title, but heel Chad Gable is the best type of Chad Gable. Number two thing we learned during the week is DIY is going to face Awesome Truth this Monday Night Raw for the Raw Tag Titles. I can't see DIY winning this match. There's no reason to have somebody win titles and then not even defend it once and then drop the titles, which is going to be the Awesome Truth. I don't know when they're going to lose them, but I can't see it being this Monday Night Raw. Yeah, so I can't see why DIY... I'm going to talk about them numerous times on this podcast, but I can't see him beating Awesome Truth this upcoming week. I mean later today. And the number one thing we learned during the week is because Rhea Ripley is hurt, because of the storyline of her getting attacked by Liv Morgan. I mean, she did get attacked, but in real life she did get hurt, but they're going to play it off as the storyline. She got stripped of her title, and this Monday Night Raw, they're going to have a Battle Royal. They did not announce who's in the Battle Royal or how many people are going to be in it. So, you know, it's going to be the main event. It has to be because you're going to announce a new champion. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But the Battle Royals, in my opinion, are the fairest way to decide a champion. Everybody has an equal chance. Nobody can say they got screwed out of a match. But it's going to be so unpredictable to figure out who's going to win. I'm not going to really talk about this match because I don't know who's even in it or what they're going to do for the winner for this. So I'm not going to really talk about this as much as I would like. Anyways, let's go into our top three fantasy studs of the week. These are wrestlers in terms of fantasy points. Who did the best for the week? Number three, this is the second time I've talked about them, is DIY. They won a number of contenders match. It was a triple threat match on Monday Night Raw, also involving the Creed brothers and Kofi and Xavier Woods, which was a phenomenal match. They got 5 points to win, 5 points for winning the specialty match. I only have them at number three just because of number two, the Street Profits winning the Fatal 4-Way. And I believe winning a Fatal 4-Way is harder to win in a triple threat match. Dawkins and Ford also got 5 points to the win, 5 points for a specialty match. You knew it was probably going to be them or Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. It had to be a face tag team that was going to go against Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. So that kind of cut the teams in half. And it's good for the Street Profits getting a title shot they haven't had in a while. But I have them at number two just because they won a regular match, 5 points to the win, and then 5 points on top of that for winning a specialty match. But the number one fantasy stud of the week is Sami Zayn. He successfully defended the IC title against Chad Gable. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But in terms of fantasy, Sami Zayn got 5 points for a win, 10 points for title defense, 15 points total. Yes, he won the match. We don't know if they're going to have it where Chad Gable gets a rematch or who Sami Zayn's next challenge is going to be. They haven't got that far yet. I'm going to actually get to talk about Chad Gable a little bit. I'm going to talk about him and DIY a lot in this episode. But as of right now, Sami Zayn is my fantasy stud of the week. On the opposite end of the spectrum, if you have fantasy studs, you have to have fantasy duds. These are wrestlers that had a bad week in terms of fantasy. Number three is Bayley / Naomi. Now, the reason I have both of those two at the three spot is because there was no winner for this title match. If you had Bayley, you wanted to get points for a title defense. If you had Naomi, you wanted to get points for a win. The match got thrown out because Tiffany interfered, so there was no winner, so no real points got awarded. It's like it never happened. If you're Bayley, you had to be mad in the fact that you probably would win this match, and now you're probably going to get stuck into a triple threat match involving Tiffany Stratton at the next pay-per-view or whenever they're going to have this match. If you're Naomi, this was your best chance to win a title. Like I said, now they're going to throw probably Tiffany in it. They haven't made any announcement, but I'm sure it's going to happen sooner or later. And your chances of winning the title straight up 1-on-1 goes down significantly in the fact that Bayley's above you. She's a champion. Tiffany's above you. She can beat you head-to-head. She has done it previously. So if you have Naomi for fantasy, first of all, we've talked about this before. I'm not a fan of Naomi. She can't win the matches or win anything of value since she came back, but that's a different story. But I don't like her chances to win a world title in a match other than just happen, because it's going to decrease her chances and likelihood of winning the match. So you got to be mad if you're Naomi for fantasy owners in the way the results of this match happen. So I know I'm rambling on. Number two fantasy dud of the week is Kevin Owens. Basically, Tama Tonga attacked him on SmackDown, brought him to the ring. He got attacked between Tama Tonga and Solo. But I know Kevin Owens didn't really technically have a match. But with Kevin Owens being stuck in this Tama Tonga / New Bloodline storyline, I don't know what they're called, but it doesn't matter. His first match is going to be against Tama Tonga. And Tama Tonga is not going to lose this. So if you're Kevin Owens for fantasy, for an owner, you have to be mad in the fact that with rivaling the New Bloodline, I don't know what they're called. I'm just going to call them that for now, make it everything simple. They're not going to have Solo and Tama Tonga lose their first couple matches. So if you're Kevin Owens, you're going to be eating losses, a couple losses in a row. And you're going to stay out of any title picture. So you got to be mad in the fact that this current run for a little while is taking you out of fantasy, that's what I'm looking for, points that you could be looking for later down the line for titles. Obviously, you can't be fighting for titles if you're in this storyline. So not only are you going to eat losses, but you're going to be saying that in any title pictures. And then the more fantasy dud of the week is really nothing you can say anything other than this is Rhea Ripley getting stripped of the world is getting stripped of her title. Yeah, I mean, she's injured. She's been out for a while. This is the best thing to do. I mean, I would have a regular match or do something else than a battle royal, even though I think it's the fairest way. But they just want to put the title on somebody really fast. So there's got to be a reason for this. They want to have a champion, maybe defend it right away at Backlash. I don't know, but whatever. But Rhea Ripley is the fantasy loser of the week in the fact that she got stripped of her title. Now let's get into last week's starts and sits. Let's see how accurate I was for my predictions. I said to start Bayley. I said she's going to beat Naomi. This was actually a no contest. There was no winner. Yeah, I thought Bayley was still going to win. I didn't see her losing Naomi right after getting the title. So I was kind of wrong on this, but you can't really decide. You can't really pick a winner of a no contest. I said to start AJ Styles. I said he's going to fight LA Knight. He's going to beat LA Knight. Winner's going to fight Cody at Backlash. I figured they weren't going to have LA Knight be the winner of this match because it would have been no real sense of having a face versus face match. But AJ Styles won this match pretty clean, which I was shocking to have happen. But AJ Styles shows up when he has to. He's going to put in a good match against Cody Rhodes. He's probably going to lose. But I'm going to digress for a second. I was correct on AJ Styles winning that match. I said to sit AOP in the Fatal 4-Way match that was won by the Street Profits on SmackDown. I said out of the four that were in there, well, I mean, Angel and Birdo weren't going to win. So out of the three, realistically, out of the four, AOP had the least likely odds. I said they're not going to have AOP in this. They haven't really done anything since they came back. Their only wins have been against, I don't want to say lesser tag teams, but you have to beat somebody. They've been beating scrubs. And then when they fight real tag teams like the Street Profits, they lose. It's been kind of a disappointment by AOP. And I also said to sit Chad Gable. I said he's not going to lose to Sami Zayn after Sami Zayn won an emotional match against Gunther. Yeah, they're not going to have Sami Zayn do that where he drops the title right away. So I was correct in sitting Gunther. So really quick recap. Bayley had a no contest. Styles, I was correct with the win. AOP lost, which I was correct on. And Chad Gable, I was correct on that loss. As for this week coming up between Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, I said to start Tama Tonga. I think he's going to get his first match this week. And I think it's going to be against Kevin Owens. They haven't announced anything yet, but they got to have him fight an actual match. Maybe like a street match, street fight or something. But if they're going to have this match go soon, they have to have it because the draft is coming up. So if you're going to have this storyline drag out, you have to at least get the ball rolling on this. And I think you have to have Tama Tonga start this week and get an actual match. I'm also going to start Chad Gable. I think he's going to come out, do a promo while he's a heel, and I think he's going to have some kind of match where he wants to say he wants to turn over a new leaf. AEW wants to fight him or challenge him on how he's a heel. Challenge him now. So I'm going to start Chad Gable. I know last week I went against my one rule of start and sit back-to-back weeks with the same person, but I think Chad Gable's going to get a match this week just because he's heel and they want to have him fight somebody. I'm going to sit Becky Lynch in the Battle Royal match. I don't think she's going to win. And the fact that it doesn't really make any sense for any storylines for her to win this match. I know it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, you could put on Liv Morgan, it makes sense. You could put on Nia Jax, it can make sense. I mean, those are probably the two favorites. But I don't think, a lot of people think that Becky Lynch will win this match. I don't think so. I don't think it makes any sense progressing for storylines because you got to have a way for Rhea Ripley to kind of get her way to get a title match. It doesn't really make a lot of sense if Becky Lynch wins this match. So I'm going to sit Becky Lynch. I don't often say it, but I'm going to sit her this week. And obviously I'm going to sit DIY against the Awesome Truth. I can't see Awesome Truth losing their first tag title defense match against DIY. I just don't think, I think it's kind of a little early for DIY to win title match, take titles. They're going to win them, but not quite yet. As for, I like to end it with the fantasy wrestling stat of the week. The WWE has never had a women's world title change hands or be awarded in a battle royal. But the main on the main roster, the men's title has have had battle royals where the champion is a champion. I've been awarded the title. I totally butchered that, but you guys know what I mean. And the last time that I can find that the world title was awarded slash changed hands in a battle royal, I'm not counting the Royal Rumble that Triple H had, Roman Reigns had, that Triple H won, because that's not technically a battle royal. That's a Royal Rumble. That's a different story. Was it all the way back in 2007, that was won by the great Khali. So obviously there's nobody left on the roster that was actually in that match where I could say, hey, you know, there's experience from this battle royal that can give advice or tell you what to do, but I can't really see where to go with it. One, because it's a women's battle royal, and two, so long ago that nobody probably remembers this. But Great Khali was a last time there was a battle royal champion that was awarded a world title. So a couple things to pay attention to this week. Gunther's supposed to make his return on Monday Night Raw. Good for him. Take a week off, you know, kind of reassess the situation. You're also going to have DIY taking on the Awesome Truth for the title. I've mentioned that a couple times. The draft is starting this SmackDown, and it's also going to go into the Monday Night Raw after. And I also want to give you guys a heads up. I got my Fantasy Wrestling Outlook Kindle 24-25 edition. It's going to be out this week, Thursday or Friday. You can find it. It's not too hard, Fantasy Wrestling. I think I have the only copy that's out there for Kindle. So hopefully it's not a mess when it's out there. And remember, you guys are going to hit me up at Twitter. It's Mike at Real Wintry. That is my Twitter account. And I hope you guys enjoy the Women's Battle Royal. And remember, you can't spell Wintry without W-I-N. Thank you for listening. Hope you guys listen to some old podcasts because, you know, some of them are interesting. And that's it for this week. And, you know, have a good week. Thank you for listening. Bye.